Welcome to today's AMA video. I set up a question box at geobreezetravel.com/AMA to see what questions we could answer for you about how to earn more points, redeem your points, credit card promos, or anything else that you had on your mind. And pretty much every question was, how do I make the most out of my points? So in today's video, we are going to be diving into specific questions related to how to make the most out of your points. So our first question is from Satya, and she asks, finding last minute flights are difficult for me. May I know how you would be searching for a last minute award seat? So contrary to popular belief, where everybody on the internet is like, if you want great flight deals, you have to be planning 10 months out or 11 months out. That's actually not true. And there's a lot of ways that you can find last minute availability. However, there are some constraints to this. So if you want to find last minute award flights, that adds one level of complexity to the game. If you want to find last minute award flights for four people, that adds another level of complexity to the game. If you want to find last minute award flights for four people in business class to a specific airport from a specific airport, that's what makes this very, very hard. And that's what makes people say, I just can't find any good routes, is because you have so many different filters that your search criteria just isn't going to yield any results. So if you want to do last minute flights, what I would recommend is you do need to be a little bit more flexible with where you want to go and where you're traveling there from. Also, this works a lot easier if it's just one or two people traveling. If you have a family of four traveling or more, we'll get to that in a little bit of some ways that you can find multiple seats, because that can be a challenge in and of itself. But let's say that the main challenge you want to focus on is, okay, how do I just find some last minute flight deals? What I like to do is go to seats.aero, which we have linked in the show notes for you. And with the free version, you can search for last minute availability up to 60 days out. What I'll do is I'll just pick one of my favorite airlines. Usually it's Air Canada or Avianca or American Airlines are my three that I choose most on there, sometimes Virgin Atlantic. And then I will just go from continent to continent. So I'll say, hey, I'm trying to get from North America over to Europe, or North America over to Asia, what have you got? And from there, it'll say different things like, oh, you could fly this day from JFK over to Frankfurt, you could fly San Francisco over to Taipei, and you do need to be a little bit flexible with what routes you're willing to take. So this is how you can find a lot of last minute business class flights, but then you might be thinking, well, I don't live near New York City, or I don't live near San Francisco. And that's where a little bit more of the flexibility comes in as well, is you may need to buy a separate positioning flight to get over to that major hub airport where a lot of these last minute deals are taking place from. But if you have that flexibility where you're like, I'll jump on whatever deal comes available over to Europe or over to Asia or over to Africa, South America, wherever it is you want to go, and you're searching continent by continent, and you're willing to do some positioning flights to get to the airports and connect the itinerary together, you will find so many business class flights and economy flight deals last minute that way. Lauren asks, I just want to make sure I'm maximizing my points, but I'm unsure if I'm doing it right. Let's dig into the word right a little bit. So usually there's a fear of, I don't want to redeem my points the wrong way, which we do often caution people, please don't cash out your points at 1 cent per point. Don't redeem it on a Roomba. Don't redeem it for gift cards at Sears. Also, try not to redeem it through the Amex portal or the Chase portal, where you're probably only going to get 1 cent per point or 1.25 cents, 1.5 cents per point. The best way to maximize your points is really to take advantage of different transfer partners, and we have tons of tutorials on the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube for the best way to maximize those different transfer partners depending on where you want to go and where you want to move your points to. As far as maximizing your points and making sure that you don't do things the wrong way, instead of going for maximal points, always trying to do an around the world trip, always trying to get 20 cents per point or something crazy like that, I would instead set a floor and say, I am not going to do any redemptions that don't at least clear this bar. And for me, that bar with Chase or Amex or Citi or Capital One or Bilt Points is going to be 2 cents per point. It's a super low bar. Most of my redemptions clear that by a mile, but that is the bar. So at least if I say, no, I only got like 2.5 or 3 cents per point, it's still good enough for me. And I know that I'm going to earn more points and it's going to be fine. I'm going to enjoy the trip. Another floor and rule of thumb that I have for myself is the 10K rule, where if it's going to be a business class flight over an ocean, I tell myself that I am willing to pay a maximum of 10,000 points per hour of flight time in business class. So I'm not going to be counting any like layovers at other airports included in that flight time. But for example, if I'm doing a 10-hour flight from Los Angeles over to Europe, that should cost less than 100,000 points. If it's an 8-hour flight, I would only be willing to spend up to 80,000 points. And once again, usually I can clear that bar, no problem, but just having those guidelines in place so that you're like, okay, this is what I would deem as like a bad redemption for myself. I don't want to go under this bar. Having those rules of thumbs is going to help you to take a lot more trips and enjoy them instead of worrying about like, oh, should I take this trip? Should I not take this trip? It's not like the best use of points. And I would say, don't worry about that. Just set some guidelines for yourself, and any redemptions that clear that guideline, go ahead and take that trip. I do also want to follow that up with saying there are usually two reasons that people are so afraid of making a wrong redemption. The first one is they're afraid of what other people are going to say, to which I would counter, most people in your life probably don't know anything about points and miles. If you tell your neighbor that you only got 2 cents per point instead of 15 cents per point on your latest business class flight, they're probably just going to say, you flew business class? And it's not going to matter. And as far as what other people on the internet say of, oh, that's not a good enough redemption. People say that to me all the time. People say that to a lot of people that I've had on the podcast all the time, and I would consider them some of the foremost experts in points and miles. There's always going to be trolls on the internet who are like, that's not good enough, you wasted your points, whatever. Does it matter? Like, does it honestly matter what they say? Because you're the one who got to enjoy a fun trip to France. The second reason that people are afraid of making the wrong redemption is it can be hard to earn points, especially in the beginning for some people. And a lot of people are like, it was very hard to earn these points for me. It's going to be hard again. I don't want to see all of my points depleted and start back at zero. As you get deeper and deeper into the game, it gets easier and easier to earn more points and miles. That first sign-up bonus can be really hard, but by the time you've done this 18 times, it's at least 18 times as easy, and you're earning points at least 18 times as fast, I promise you. It is a little bit of a mindset game because points don't work like money. Hoarding them is not going to earn like points interest, unless it's with Built, which earns a little bit of points interest with points you hoard. But most of the time, you're not going to earn interest on your points. The points are there to be spent. They're there to help you save money on travel. They're there to be used for travel. So just keep that in mind. And I know it's always a little bit of a scary feeling when you're like, oh, I have 236 Hyatt points left, but you'll earn them back. And there's two main ways to do that. There's either the credit card method or the non-credit card methods. If you're interested in the credit card method where you can earn a whole bunch of points with a new credit card sign up, I do free credit card consultations at geobreachtravel.com/consultations. Feel free to fill out the form and I will send you some personalized recommendations for credit cards that fit your travel goals, budget, and lifestyle. It's completely tailored to you and I respond to all those emails myself. Or if you're somebody who's like, I want to earn more points, but I don't want to open up more and more and more credit cards, it's just, pun, not in the cards for me right now. There are a whole bunch of ways to earn more points without having to open 20 cards. I put some of my favorite methods in a free webinar. You can find it at geobreachtravel.com/webinar. It's available on demand, and that will go through a whole bunch of different strategies for how to earn more points without having to open 20 cards. Amanda says that she is struggling with finding award space or knowing what's a good redemption with flights because that can be challenging. And at this point in time, she'd prefer direct flights since she has toddlers and hasn't flown with them before. So if you're looking for the best deals with direct flights, I would suggest starting with the free website flightconnections.com, or you can also search wikipedia.com because every airport has a Wikipedia page, which is obviously free, and it'll tell you all of the airlines that service your home airport and what cities you can connect to. So just by typing in your home airport in flightconnections.com or into the Wikipedia website for your particular home airport, you can find a ton of flight options from there. But with flightconnections.com and Wikipedia, you can also see the different airlines that will service a particular route. So from there, you can figure out, okay, is this going to be a United thing? Is this going to be an American Airlines thing? Is this going to be a Delta thing? Especially if you're in the United States and you would prefer to stick with domestic flights, then you just need to figure out, okay, is it United, American Airlines, or Delta? And then from there, I would say that if it's United, check the same flight to see if you can get it cheaper on Air Canada as well on points. If it's an American Airlines flight, try to see if you can find it for cheaper on British Airways. And then if it's a Delta flight, try to see if you can find it for cheaper on Virgin Atlantic because of how the different airline alliances work. If you're going for JetBlue or Southwest, those don't really have any great transfer partners that make it easier to get the same flight for cheaper. But if you just follow JetBlue and Southwest on social media, I have found that those two are great about posting when they have different sales going on. And since those are revenue-based point systems, if it's a sale on the cash price of the flight, it's also going to have the points price of the flight on sale. So That would be my tip for Southwest and JetBlue. So we have pretty much the same question from Kaylee and Allison and Melanie, who are asking, how do I get good point values during school vacations as an educator? Or how do I find dates when my kids are off of school? Basically, how do I find good flight deals if I have to plan around a school calendar? And summer vacations and winter vacations are not exactly when flights are going to be on sale. So we have a whole episode on this on the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast featuring Points and Miles teachers. But basically, if you have to plan around the school calendar, you have the advantage that you know what that calendar is going to be about a year in advance. So this is where it can really help to plan 10 or 11 months in advance, where maybe this summer or this fall you say, okay, family, we are going to go take an awesome points trip next year, but we don't know where yet. Let's try to figure out where the deals are available. And if you are flexible on where you want to go, that can really, really help to find these deals because there's always something that's on sale, even if it's peak travel season. So let's say the next summer your family wants to go to Europe and you're like, well, we'd really like to go to Italy, but there's just nothing available for the dates that we want to travel. But maybe there's something available for Poland or Germany or Denmark or somewhere else in Europe. If you can be flexible around the destination that you go to and just say, we're going to have a fun adventure. We're planning this 10 or 11 months out, so we have a full year to stay excited and get excited and plan for this upcoming trip next year. If you can do that around the school calendar, that is a way to make the most out of your points and find a ton of great flight deals. Chantel asks, I'm struggling to find a decent points redemption. I've been using PointMe on the free build version and PointYeah to search, but not finding anything. So before you try to find the points redemption that you want to take, I would highly suggest making some dummy bookings or dummy searches and just seeing if you can find any decent points redemption from anywhere to anywhere, because I promise you will find something. We have a ton of tutorials that go step-by-step on the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube if you want to just follow along with some of those so that you can learn tactically how to navigate Air Canada's website, Air France's website, Virgin Atlantic's website, British Airways website, Iberia, American Airlines, United, Turkish. Just learn how to physically navigate and click around each of those websites to find flight deals. You can use the exact examples that we have on those tutorials or use some dates that are further out into the future because you'll probably have more luck that way, especially if the video is a few months old. But just practice making those different dummy bookings and seeing if you can mechanically figure out, here's what to click for, here's how to look at a whole calendar at the same time, even if it's from an airport that's not your airport. Just start with some of the biggest airports, like finding something from San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or Houston or Washington, D.C. To anywhere in Europe, anywhere in Asia, just see if you can find something that looks like a good flight deal. Once you're comfortable with the mechanics and you can find some kind of good flight deal where you're like, oh, New York to Paris is 55,000 points on Air France on January. I don't want to take that flight. I don't want to be in France in January, but now I know how to find these deals. Then you can refine your search a little bit more. You can at that point put on some filters like, okay, what are the good flight deals in May? Or what are the good flight deals just to Europe or just to Asia or just from San Francisco or Los Angeles? And then once you get good at that, you can add on even more filters. You can put multiple filters on at the same time to say, are there any good deals that leave from Chicago to Greece in the summer months? And then you refine your searches little by little that way. But I think some people try to go too refined, too fast, and they're like, I can't find any good flight deals from Louisville, Kentucky to Warsaw, Poland on June 16, 2024 in business class for four people. If you put all those filters on right at the beginning, you're probably not going to find anything. But just by being able to figure out here's how the calendars work for the different airlines and being able to find something and then putting on the refining filters from there, you're going to find a lot more flight deals that you could potentially jump on in the future. All that being said, this insane world of points and miles and figuring out how to move your points from here to there to make the most out of your points and stretch it from 1 cent per point into 5 cents per point and all of that can be very confusing for any normal person and even for people who have been doing this game for many years. So we do have a couple of ways to help you with this. If you are interested in some personalized step-by-step tutorials, make sure you check out the GeoBreeze Travel newsletter. Go to geobreezetravel.com/AMA and you can submit your requests there. Every month we put together an exclusive video for Patreon members with step-by-step tutorials for the exact award searches that you guys asked for. Plus, we do have group coaching every month through there as well, which you can find through patreon.com/geobreezetravel. And if you're a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 each year on expenses, We would love to chat with you about our points portfolio management offer, where you can unlock a lot more different types of perks with that level of spend. If that's something that you're interested in, feel free to set up a free intro call at geobreezetravel.com/intro call. Donna asks, we would like to book hotels with Marriott points, but don't know a good exchange rate and recommendation for Marriott. Also, do you use points to book trains, and are there tours and tour guides that take points as payment? So let's start with the Marriott question. If you search Google for how much are my points worth, you're going to find tons of different tables that say how much your Chase or Amex or Aeroplan or Marriott or Hyatt points are worth. Most would say that Marriott is worth about 0.6 cents per point, so a little more than half a cent per point. When I'm redeeming my Marriott points, I try to go for at least 1 cent per point, which can make it really difficult because Marriott has devalued their program past all recognition of what was once Starwood Preferred. But what I do find a lot of value in the Marriott program is their free night certificates. So the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless, Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant, Marriott Bonvoy Business cards, all the different cards have at least some kind of free night certificate. And that's what I would really focus on maximizing is what can you get for 35,000 points or 50,000 points or 85,000 points, especially if you can tack on the 15,000 points extra, because then it turns into what can you maximize for 50,000 points or 85,000 points or 85,000 plus 15,000 is 100,000 points. So I find a lot more value personally in the Marriott free night certificates than the Marriott actual points. As far as booking train tickets, you used to be able to book Amtrak with JetBlue points, but that is no longer a thing. So unfortunately, there's not any really great train redemptions with points. And as far as tours and tour guides, there's also not anything great for this. You could cash out your points. You could do something like Airbnb experiences or Viator or something and cash out your points at a 1 cent per point redemption with Capital One or something to pay for those tours. I would not recommend doing that. Whenever my husband and I are paying for excursions abroad, I usually use that as an opportunity to earn a lot more points. If you're going through something like Viator, then you can earn a lot more points, especially if you're stacking it through Rakuten or an airline shopping portal or Simply Miles or something like that. Or if you prefer to go through Airbnb experiences, if you have a card like the Chase Freedom Flex or the Chasing Business Cash or something that earns 5 points per dollar in certain rotating categories or at Staples or Office Depot or something, you could just go to wherever you can earn 5 points per dollar. Let's say you have the Chase Inc. Business Cash for this example. Go to Staples and buy a whole bunch of Airbnb gift cards and then load that into your Airbnb account and then buy the excursions through there. And that way, you're earning 5 points per dollar for the experience instead of burning your points at a rate of 1 cent per point. Andre asks, I have a lot of different types of points and miles from multiple issuers like IHG or Chase, Amex, American Airlines, Hilton, Marriott, and Wyndham. And I need help organizing them because I don't know how to take family trips and combine all of these points into good redemptions. I always just end up Googling points transfer Venn diagram, and there's a ton of articles that will show you what points go where and how you can combine different points. Let me know if you guys would like for me to make one too. I think there's a few different ones out there, but if you guys want, I can make one that's a downloadable form for you. Just let me know. Andre, as far as the points that you already have, like with IHG and American Airlines and Hilton, Marriott and Wyndham, and those that are program specific points, it's very hard to use them for other partner programs. Marriott does transfer to a variety of different airlines at a 3-to-1 ratio. It's not really something that I recommend doing. Like with IHG or Hilton, you can't really use those points to get airlines or anything else. You're just going to use them in the specific program that it's tied to. So you would use IHG points for IHG hotels. You would use Hilton points for Hilton hotels. With your Chase and Amex points, those are going to be the most powerful types of points because you can transfer them to multiple different partners. Chase, I think, transfers to a dozen different airline partners. Amex is probably similar. And then if you have partners where you can transfer both Chase and Amex points, that's where it can help to pool your points together. Some of these might be like Air Canada, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways, Air France, KLM Flying Blue, Singapore Airlines. So there's a few different options where both Chase and Amex would be able to be pooled together. There are some options where you can't pool them, like Chase will transfer over to Hyatt, but Amex won't transfer over to Hyatt, or Amex can transfer over to Hawaiian Airlines or ANA, but Chase can't. So that's just something to keep in mind with a Venn diagram as well. Emma asks, I love maximizing my points. So the big thing missing for me is there a way to remember all of the best deals or most optimal routes and have a way to regularly check them to see if there is availability? If you are checking for all the best routes, every day, that is going to get very, very cumbersome and you're going to burn out really fast. So what I would recommend doing instead is picking maybe 3 or 4 sweet spots that you would like to fly. So for example, one of my favorite sweet spots that I like to recommend to clients these days is that you can fly from JFK over to Lisbon, Portugal on TAP Airways business class for only 35,000 points if you book it through Avianca. It's not available on every day, but it's a good one to keep an eye out on. Another great sweet spot is if you have American Airlines miles, you could travel from somewhere in the US through Doha over to India or Egypt or the Maldives or anywhere in that Middle East, South Asia area for 70,000 points per person one way. And that can be a $10,000 or $12,000 business class flight. So just pick a couple of sweet spots like that. And you can find these on the internet just by Googling award travel sweet spots. Pick 3 or 4 that you want to track, and then just practice a lot for searching availability for them. Do a lot of dummy bookings. Even if you're not actually planning on traveling, just start searching for flights and get used to the mechanics of, okay, how do I find this flight? When is this flight showing up? What airports am I probably going to need to position to in order to jump on this deal? And if you're just tracking 3 or 4 flights that way and you're getting a pretty good handle on how to find the availability and where they're showing up, it is just a matter of time before you find some flight availability that lines up with your calendar, and then you'll be able to jump on that sweet spot as well. I would not recommend trying to track every single great deal all the time. Just pick 3 or 4 that you want to do. Maybe subscribe to some premium newsletters that'll tell you about even more flight deals. But focusing your efforts on a few trips that you might want to do is going to really, really save your brain versus trying to track everything all the time without some kind of AI or technology to help you with that. All right, that's all we've got for you today. Feel free to ask any other questions that you have at geobreezetravel.com/AMA. Any questions that you have about how to earn more points, how to redeem points, how to monetize your hobby and turn your points hobby into a full-fledged business. Any questions that you have about me personally, feel free to drop them in the question box at geobreezetravel.com/AMA, and I'll see you later.